Students across the country are coming back to school during the pandemic, forcing school leaders to rapidly adjust their plans for in-person and online learning. Cass County in central Indiana saw a major COVID-19 outbreak in the spring. Now, the largest school district in the county reopens this week. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay tells us how Logan Sports Schools have prepared to educate and support families where nearly a third of students don't speak English as their first language.
On the first day back to school at Fairview Elementary in Logansport, Tammy McMahon's classroom sits empty. The only students you'll find in here are on a screen.
I see you. I'm so glad you're here today.
This year, I will be servicing third grade remote kids all via an online platform.
McMahon's role looks a lot different this year. She's an English language or EL interventionist. Usually, she works with kids who don't speak English as their first language.
Last year, I serviced our newcomers, and those are students that were refugees from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and they would come to a special class for 2 hours a day, and we would do instruction on how to, you know, just the introductions of school.
The district has gotten into a rhythm working with all kinds of non-native English-speaking families over the years, but Cass County had one of the largest outbreaks in Indiana at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it changed everything. The district pushed the start of school back by nearly a week. At first, about a dozen families showed interest in learning online. After registration, nearly 600 kids enrolled in online classes.
24% of our remote learners are English language learners.
That's curriculum director Lindsay Haggerty. She says teachers have had to learn how to use online tools themselves and make sure kids still learning English can use them too. That's critical. State data shows schools graduate EL students at a rate more than 10% lower than their native English-speaking peers. Additional training has been vital, with language specialists like McMahon now leading online classes of their own.
What does that do? What effect does that have on students and teachers? It absolutely does have an effect.
Haggerty says she wants to minimize any negative effects a lack of support staff could have on students, especially since the term English language learners covers a lot. Kids who don't speak English don't all speak the same language, like Spanish. And while instruction is important, working with families is essential too. First-year junior high counselor Ana Aguirre says many families struggled with the abrupt shift to online learning in the spring. Some didn't have internet or know how to navigate new online tools. But she says preparation over the summer has helped.
I think they know what they're getting into now. Like if they've chosen remote, they know that they'll have to have an internet connection.
And the needs of students go beyond just academics. Aguirre says she's been preparing activities to emotionally support students in school and remotely. One of her main goals this year is to build relationships and trust with families, especially those experiencing a new culture and language, and now a constantly changing school environment.
I think it's really important because I think a lot of things get lost in translation sometimes.
No, it's gonna be tough, but we're not touching anything we don't need to.
And there's a lot to translate. Just coming to school, kids go directly to their classrooms instead of gathering in common areas. Students have assigned seats at lunch, and hand sanitizer is everywhere. Not to mention, everyone's wearing a face mask. Even with all the planning and preparation, the first few days of school will focus on getting everyone, especially the kids, on the same page.
Okay, we're going to practice with our camera now. Everybody
for EL teacher turned remote instructor McMahon, it means teaching her third graders how to unmute their microphones and turn on their webcams.
What could go wrong, you know?
But she says she's ready to take on this new set of challenges with her students, especially if it means coming back to school. Because she says it just feels right.
You did it! Great job! Okay.
And in a time of a pandemic when things don't feel right, it felt good to have something feel right.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.
Those are the two things that we're going to use the most. We're going to practice when we're in class together. Those are the two things that Mrs. McMahon's going to have you do the most. Turn your cameras on, turn your cameras off, turn your microphones on, and turn your microphones off.